All India Radio presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Over 64% voting recorded in sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Campaigning for seventh and final phase of polls intensifies. Election Commission says no violation of code in Niti Aayog sharing data with the Prime Minister's office during polls. A 9-member central team reaches Odisha to take stock of the situation in cyclone-affected areas. WTO ministerial meeting of developing countries begins today in New Delhi. In Sri Lanka, overnight curfew imposed in several areas following attacks on mosques and business installations. And in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians lift the trophy for fourth time by defeating Chennai Super Kings. Over 64% polling was recorded in the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections. 59 constituencies spread over seven states went to the polls in this phase yesterday. According to Election Commission's Voter Turnout app, West Bengal recorded the highest poll percentage of 81.69, followed by 70.07% in Haryana and 65.26% in Madhya Pradesh. While Jharkhand recorded a poll percentage of 64.50, it was 60.50 in Delhi, 59.29% in Bihar and 54.75% in Uttar Pradesh. Briefing media persons in New Delhi, Senior Deputy Election Commissioner Umesh Sinha said, people including women and senior citizens came out in large numbers to cast their votes.
Out of 543 parliamentary constituencies in the country, the polling is over in 483 parliamentary constituencies. So effectively 88.9% of the parliamentary constituencies have concluded their polling till the sixth phase of elections.
Campaigning for the seventh and last phase of Lok Sabha elections has further intensified. 59 constituencies spread over seven states and one union territory will go to polls in this phase on the 19th of this month. Voting in this phase will take place for 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 in West Bengal, 8 seats each in Bihar and Madhya Pradesh, all 4 seats in Himachal Pradesh, 3 seats in Jharkhand and lone seat of Chandigarh. In Himachal Pradesh, major political parties are leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters. More from our correspondent.
Today, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address election rally at Solan. Being the first major rally in the Shimla Lok Sabha segment, BJP leaders are leaving no stone unturned to make it a success and ensure that maximum crowd would be present. Tomorrow, Priyanka Gandhi Wadra, General Secretary of Congress Party, will campaign at Tiog of Shimla and Sundarnagar of Mandi District. 45 candidates are in the fray for the May 19 election to the 4 Lok Sabha seats of the state. Sanjeev Sundarial, AIR News, Shimla.
In Punjab, all 13 seats will go to polls in the seventh phase. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a public rally at Mansa today, which falls in Bathinda parliamentary constituency. Simrat Kaur Badal is SAD BJP candidate from Bathinda. Yesterday, also many big leaders organized rallies in Punjab. Mayawati addressed a rally in Hoshiarpur, while Amit Shah addressed a Vijay Sankalp rally in Amritsar. The national convener of Aam Aadmi Party, Arvind Kejriwal, is also coming to Punjab today. He will campaign for his candidates in various areas of Punjab till May 17. In Gurdaspur constituency, Dharmendra, famous hero, is canvassing for his son Sunny Deol. Ashwini Kumar Sharma, AIR News, Chandigarh.
In Uttar Pradesh, the remaining 13 seats will go to polls in the last phase. Our correspondent reports that the leaders of various parties are extensively campaigning for their party candidates.
BJP senior leader and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will campaign in Gorakhpur, Maharajganj and Devariya constituencies today. Other BJP leaders, including Keshav Prasad Maurya, Sadhvi Niranjan Jyoti and JP Nadda, will also address rallies and poll meetings at Ghosi, Varanasi, Salimpur, Kushinagar. Congress leader Jyotiraditya Sindhia will also campaign in Kushinagar. Samajwadi Party President Akhilesh Yadav and BSP Supremo Mayawati will address joint rallies at Gorakhpur and Ghazipur. MS reporting for AIR News from Devariya.
In Madhya Pradesh, 82 candidates are in the fray for 8 parliamentary constituencies of Indore, Khandwa, Mandsaur, Devas, Ujjain, Dhar, Khargon and Ratlam. A report.
Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a rally at Ratlam today. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra will hold a public meeting in Ratlam and roadshow in Indore. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari will interact with the prominent citizens in Devas and Indore, while Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani also in Indore today to campaign for party candidate. In addition to this, many other leaders, including Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Kamal Nath, BJP Vice President Shivraj Singh Chauhan will also be busy in campaigning in this region. Sanjeev Sharma, AIR News, Bhopal.
The Election Commission said it has found no violation of poll code in Niti Aayog sharing data with the Prime Minister's office on places where Prime Minister Narendra Modi was set to campaign for the ongoing Lok Sabha elections. Talking to media persons in New Delhi, Senior Deputy Election Commissioner Sandeep Saxena said the poll body has disposed of the complaint as the Prime Minister is exempted from the provision that bars ministers from combining official visits with campaigning. Mr. Saxena said the exemption to the Prime Minister was given in October 2014 and it was not a one-time exemption but a standing instruction. Heads and representatives of 20 election management bodies from across the world have arrived in New Delhi to witness the ongoing Lok Sabha elections. Addressing the participants, Chief Election Commissioner Sunil Arora reiterated that the Commission is firmly committed to ensure free, fair and robust elections in the country. Mr. Arora said further efforts would be made to make the election process more robust, ethical, inclusive, accessible and participative. According to an official release, senior officials of the Election Commission made comprehensive presentations to apprise the foreign delegates on the role and responsibilities of the Commission of India and various challenges in planning and organizing elections in the world's largest democracy. The Election Commission has removed the District Magistrate of Bankura in West Bengal, Uma Shankar S., from his post. The Commission has appointed Mukta Arya as the new District Magistrate of Bankura and directed her to take over the charges by this morning. The polling in the district completed yesterday. The opposition BJP has accused Uma Shankar of being biased towards ruling Trinamool Congress. Deputy Election Commissioner Sudeep Jain will review the poll preparedness for the seventh phase at a high-level meeting in Kolkata this morning. The Election Commission has censured BJP leader and Union Minister Giriraj Singh for his communal remarks during Lok Sabha poll campaigning in Bekusarai district of Bihar. The poll body also condemned his statement and asked him to be careful with his utterances during the enforcement of the model code period. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
News Services Division of All India Radio is broadcasting a special live program, Janadesh 2019, on the developments related to the general elections 2019.
Tune in to the FM Gold channel of AIR from 4:05 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. every day till the announcement of results to listen to this special program.
A 9-member central team reached Odisha last night to take stock of the situation in Cyclone Foni affected areas. The interministerial team is being led by Additional Secretary of Ministry of Home Affairs, Vivek Bharadwaj. The team will be split into two groups. They will visit Puri and Khurda districts, the worst affected by the cyclone today and tomorrow. Details from a correspondent.
Before beginning the 3-day on-the-spot assessment in the affected areas today, the team members will discuss with Special Relief Commissioner Vishnupada Sethi about the overall situation in relief and restoration work carried out by the state government. The team will visit the most affected Puri and Khurda district today and tomorrow. Another central team led by Power Secretary to visit the affected areas today and assess the damage caused to the power and allied sectors by the cyclone. SN Patnaik, AIR News, Sambalpur.
In Assam, curfew has been extended for another 24 hours in violence-affected Hailakandi district. District administration announced last night that curfew will continue till 7 a.m. on Tuesday. However, authorities have decided to give a 6-hour relaxation in curfew from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. today. Restrictions on internet continues in entire Barak Valley region. Curfew was imposed in Hailakandi on Friday following violence between two groups that claimed one life and left several injured. The World Trade Organization WTO Ministerial Meeting of Developing Countries will begin in New Delhi today. The two-day meeting is being held at a time when the multilateral rule-based trading system is facing serious and grave challenges. More from our correspondent.
16 developing countries and 6 least developed countries are participating in the meeting. It includes China, South Africa, Brazil, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Kazakhstan and Bangladesh. It is an effort to bring together the developing countries and least developed countries on a platform for sharing common concerns on various issues affecting WTO and work together to address the issues. The two-day meeting will provide an opportunity to the countries to build consensus on how to move forward on the WTO reforms while preserving the fundamentals of the multilateral trading system enshrined in the WTO. Anupam Mishra, AR News, Delhi.
In Sri Lanka, overnight curfews were imposed in several areas following tense situation and attacks on Muslim religious places and business installations. Police curfew was imposed within Kulliyappittiya, Bingiriya and Dumalsuriya police divisions to defuse a tense situation. A report.
Several shops and mosques came under attack since yesterday in areas around 80 km north of Colombo. The first incident happened when a mob reacted violently to a Facebook post, leading to tensions. Several social media sites have been blocked temporarily following the incident for the third time since Easter attack. Hate crimes against Muslims have been on the rise since attacks, and several calls are spreading for boycott of Muslim-owned businesses and shops. Political and religious leaders have appealed for calm, saying terrorists have no religion. Santosh Kumar for AIR News from Colombo.
The United States is transferring $1.5 billion, originally meant for the Afghan security forces and the Pakistan military, to a fund to help pay for construction of the U.S.-Mexican border wall. According to acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan, the funds were culled from a variety of sources to include unexecuted prior year funds, the suspension of reimbursements to Pakistan, and cost reductions in a series of contracts. Mumbai Indians became the IPL champions for the fourth time after defeating Chennai Super Kings by one run in a thrilling final in Hyderabad last night. Last ball dismissal of Shardul Thakur by paceman Lasith Malinga registered the final win for Mumbai over Chennai. Chasing a victory target of 150 set by Mumbai, Chennai Super Kings were restricted to 148 for 7 in stipulated 20 overs. Earlier put into bat, Mumbai made 149 for 8 in stipulated 20 overs. Kieran Pollard top scored with his unbeaten 41-run knock, while opener Quinton de Kock scored 29. And now for an overview of today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Anuja. Almost all the dailies have covered the lower turnout of voters in Delhi under the sixth phase of elections yesterday. Delhi polling sinks 5%, lowest polling recorded in New Delhi, writes The Hindu. The Pioneer reports highest 80% polling in Bengal amid large-scale violence. The Tribune states turnout in Haryana lower than 2014 election. On the back of harsh summer and drought in large parts of India, the Indian Express writes first challenge for next government, food inflation set to return. Writing about the easing of environmental clearance processes and official data reports, Green North's eased in 5 years of NDA government, cites the Hindustan Times. Under the headline, Assam produces an orchid linked to the Orient, the Hindu writes about the smallest Japanese orchid in terms of size and duration of bloom discovered by an Assam forest officer. And finally, Vande Bharat, India's first semi-high-speed train, is set to get a body double that doesn't have any of its faults, informs the Hindustan Times. With that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Over 64% voting recorded in sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Campaigning for seventh and final phase of polls intensifies. Election Commission says no violation of code in Niti Aayog sharing data with the Prime Minister's office during polls. A 9-member central team reaches Odisha to take stock of the situation in cyclone-affected areas. WTO Ministerial Meeting of Developing Countries begins today in New Delhi. In Sri Lanka, overnight curfew imposed in several areas following attacks on mosques and business installations. And in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians lift the trophy for the fourth time by defeating Chennai Super Kings. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.